Are you ready to radically enhance your financial future? Join us at ATS University for the Buying Fourplexes from Zero to Hero course. This exclusive training is your guide to achieving a net worth of $10 million and generating $500,000 in monthly rental income. Starting October 16th and running until March 26th, 2025, over 18 weeks, you'll dive deep into the lucrative world of fourplex investments. With our expert-led curriculum, you'll learn everything from identifying the right properties to mastering financial strategies and navigating legal landscapes. What sets this course apart? You'll receive lifetime access to all course materials, including essential documents and contracts for buying and selling real estate, ensuring you have the tools to succeed indefinitely. Plus, enjoy the flexibility of accessing course replays at any time, fitting your learning into your busy schedule. Spaces are limited to only 40 students to maintain an intimate and impactful learning experience. Don't miss out on this opportunity to transform your financial destiny. Enroll now by visiting learn.antoniotsmithjr.com. Secure your spot and start your journey to significant wealth with Buying Fourplexes from Zero to Hero at learn.antoniotsmithjr.com. Transform your future today.
All right. Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the ATS Business University Marketing Training. Today, we are going to be discussing the next parts, the next steps to the strategic marketing plan. We've already gone through steps 1 through 6, and just a quick overview of those. And thank you, Ms. Pam, for always sending in your homework assignments. So I greatly appreciate that very much. So thank you for that. So thus far, we have gone over the first few steps, which are step 1 is complete a marketing assessment. Step 2 is conduct discovery research. Step 3 was calculate marketing budgets. Then we went through step 4, which is build a marketing scorecard. We went through step 5, set prime goal values. Step 6, define and segment audiences. So today we're going to talk about step 7, which is profile personas, and step 8, which is catalog accelerators. So we're going to take a quick 2 to 3 minutes. Does anyone have any questions about the first 6 steps that we've already gone through? All right. Okay, so if we don't have any questions, I'm going to go ahead and move forward.
I'm sorry, Deanna, can you put the 6 steps in, just list them in the chat again?
Oh,
that would be
yes,
helpful.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely can. So step 1 is complete a marketing assessment. Excuse me. Complete a marketing assessment. Step 2 is conduct discovery research. Step 3 is calculate marketing budget. Step 4 is build a marketing scorecard. Step 5 is set prime goal values. And step 6, define and segment audiences. And then I'm also going to put the link inside of the chat for the scorecard. Thank you. Okay, so there's your sample marketing scorecard. Oh, wait. always do that. Let me put it here. There we go. So for Mac users, it's in Numbers, and for Word users, it's in Excel. There we go. Okay, and Ms. Susan, you had your hand up?
Yes, I was wanting the scorecard, so I put it down when you must have read my mind.
I guess so. So yeah, the scorecards are in the chat. Ms. Michelle Z, I see your mic is unmuted. Did you have a question?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm sorry. I actually did that by accident. I'm headed out. So
No, you're okay. You're perfectly okay. Be safe on your travels and have fun. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, ladies. Okay, Bossman, I see your mic unmuted. Is there something that you wanted to express to us today or educate us on real quick?
No, I didn't even know I was unmuted. I got it muted on this end, so I'll hit *6, and that way you'll know I don't have that to say unless I need to.
Okay. All right.
Quick question, well, Deanna. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good question. When I click on the sample marketing scorecard, the Excel, what opens up on my end, it says save in System 32, and then it's got a whole bunch of name of folders and times, but it didn't actually go to bringing up the scorecard. Is there something I need to do?
You know what? What I will do is, if you can send me your email address, I'll email it to you.
Okay. I will do that to you right now.
Did you put it in chat? Because I don't see it.
I did put it in chat, so what I'll do is I will email it to you as well.
Okay, yeah, I don't know why it's not showing up in mine.
Okay, so let me make a note to email Ms. PJ. And if there's anyone else who would like for me to email it to them, if you're having any issues with the links in chat.
Hey, Deanna, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Good. Send it to Grace, and then Facebook Messenger allows you to send documents like that. So while you're talking, she could be sending it to their inboxes on Facebook Messenger, and then you can email it after class. That allow you to keep your brain space so you can teach, and you can throw it off to Grace, and she could put it right inside their messenger, which would be linked up to their phone, and they can participate during class.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Gracie. All right, I've already sent it to her. So you should be, all right, Ms. Pam, I see you. I'll email it to you as well. And let me close out of this awesome stuff. Okay, all right, guys.
Back door.
Okay. All right, so if we don't have any more questions, we're going to go ahead and move forward. All right. So, step 7, profile personas. If any of you have ever been on any of Antonio's chats when he talked about Mike and Julie, which are his perfect customers, the customers that he goes after, that's what this is. This is you developing a deep understanding of your audience persona. So before you even go into that, you need to determine who you want your audience to be. And then from there, the personas are profiles or biographies on the people you plan to reach and influence. So if you create them, And you figure out with each one of them, what is it about them? So with Antonio, both Mike and Julie are high performers. They make over 6 figures. They're about giving back to their community. They want to help others. And they're both extremely healthy. I believe they work out. Am I missing anything with Mike and Julie? They're high performers. They make over six figures. They are CEOs. They're CEOs in the there he is. Boston.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go. Yeah, it took me a while. They are five figures, not six figures. They have businesses that makes five figures. And no, and basically, ladies and gentlemen, I basically took that from Russell Brunson. He did a training, and his people, his avatars, as well as most people teaching, was similar to mine. I just took what he said and it added some extra details on it. Russell Brunson is the CEO of ClickFunnels.
All right. Thank you very much, Foxman. Thank you very much. So that's what you do. When you're creating your audience personas, create your avatar of the perfect client or the ones that you are trying to reach. They are most often created for your customer buyers, but they should be defined for all priority audiences. With detailing personas, you want to make it possible. When you do that, you make it possible to humanize your marketing and your brand through a more personalized approach to communication. So I'm going to share my screen real quick so you can see. Okay. There we go. All right. So, Grace, I'm going to send it to you. I updated and all the extra stuff popped up. I'll read out the questions that you need to ask. So, when creating your profile personas for your audience, here are some simple questions to consider when creating them. So now you have your Mike and Julie, or you have your Sam and Lila, or I don't know where that came from, or you have your Chuck and Patricia, whoever your names are. The first question you want to ask yourself is, what are their problems, pains, and challenges? What are their problems, pains, and challenges? See, answering these questions while creating your strategic marketing strategy, what it does is it helps you relate more to your audience. So when you're creating your marketing, your graphics, any commercials that you do, or however you do your videos, now you know how to personalize them and humanize them to fit your client, your customers, their personas. So when you find out what their problems are, what their pains are, and what their challenges are, you can create that graphic that says, it's hard to, do this, or it's hard to do that, but guess what? We have the solution. And, go through the whole verbiage for that. So you're able to personalize your marketing, but your marketing plan. The next question that you ask is, what is important to them in their personal and professional lives? And I will email everyone on here today. I'll also email you the buyer persona checklist as well, so you have these questions in front of you. But what is important to them in their personal and professional lives? When you pull out the heartstrings of anyone, be it professionally or personally, you're able to humanize your brand and be able to personalize everything that goes towards them. While they may have one thing that's important to them in their personal life, they may have something else personal to them in their professional life. Antonio's is across the board. No one suffers alone. So if everyone he attracts to the company understands no one suffers alone, or if you want to reach him, give him something that lets him know that, okay, if you do this, those around you won't suffer You'll all be on one accord with this. You'll all be together. No one suffers alone. That's one of the importances of community. The next question you want to ask yourself is, how do they consume information? And that takes you back to, which step was that one? That takes you back to your scorecard. If you know how they consume their information, you know how to deliver the information. So you'll know how to create your marketing strategy to fit that. So in the scorecard, if you guys remember, they had a list of different things. They had Facebook, your email database, your newsletters, those types of ways that they consume their information. So how does your Mike and Julie consume their information? Do they consume their information on Facebook? Do they consume their information on LinkedIn? Do they do it via podcasts, blogs? How do they consume their information? So now you can structure your communications to reach them directly. If they're on LinkedIn, structure your message on LinkedIn to send to them. If they like to read blogs, put your resource in a blog. If they're on Facebook, do that wonderful graphic that catches their attention. How do they consume information? The next question, are they active in social networks?
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
You just nailed it. I need you to do what you just did and the one before that combined. So two and one. I need you to do both of them combined, reiterate it, repeat it. And then you said a great statement that you took the nerd talk and you dumbed it down better than I would have. You said, if you know how your customer consumes information, then you would know how to deliver information to them. That's probably, in fact, you said it better than I would have said it. So I need you to go backwards to one and two.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay.
Don't move on to three, because you just said everything. And if they never learn anything, if they just learn one and two, the rest will just automatically come. So you're about to run over the brilliance you just did way too fast.
Awesome. So going backwards, what is important to them in their personal and professional lives?
All right, stop right there. Let's do the Sunday school teacher thing, okay?
Okay.
What is professional? Repeat it again so I can do my Sunday school teacher thing.
Okay. What is important to them in their personal and professional lives?
All right. Someone tell me, please, what is the main focus of this sentence? Anybody, I can't see you, but someone needs to tell me what the main focus of this sentence is. Is it the what? Is it the them? Is it the personal? Is it the professional? Is it the lives? what's the most important word in this sentence? And it's not something you have to guess. The sentence is structured to point to something. Someone tell me what this is, please.
It's what?
Okay, Ms. Sue.
To them. To them.
Them. Oh. To them. Absolutely correct. That's the way Susan said it, was a prepositional phrase. It points to them. Like, literally, the entire sentence Deanna just put together, that to them is, everything about that sentence is modifying to them. That means all of you should be extremely, obsessively to them focused. Not, I'm excited about my business focused. Not, I'm passionate about young people focused, or whatever you have. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm telling you the reason why Amazon is the number one company in the world is because they are extremely to them focused. Amazon, it makes no sense for Amazon to do Amazon Prime. It's just idiotic. But you know what? To them, they love it. To them love Amazon Prime and love the Amazon Prime videos, et cetera, et cetera. So, Deanna.
Yes, sir.
I want you to repeat that question again, and before we throw it to the audience, I want you to tell us how to be extremely customer-focused from your own ideas, from what we do, from what I personally do, all of that, and we need to have a very strong dialogue about end user first.
What is important to them in their personal and professional lives? What I've learned with this is the best way to find that out is to just have a conversation. Just literally talk to them. If you can't have a phone conversation with them because they are not one of your direct consumers, have a conversation with them in a group. Have a conversation with them via a graphic that you post. Just ask a simple question. It is literally as simple as, the word literally just escapes me.
Nah, but you're right, Dan.
Polling your audience.
Polling your audience. Yeah, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You poll your audience, but you don't even have to get so sophisticated to poll your audience. What you can do, post your, this isn't the only way, but you can post your material in a manner that inspires conversation, okay? You can, you're humor consultants, you post something, and then at the end of it, instead of trying to dupe people into commenting, you say something similar to, I would love to hear your thoughts on 1 minute and 21 seconds into this video, right? Or something like that, right? So Deanna's, she's hitting the nail on the head as usual. Have a conversation with them. Call them, page them, right? 1990s, you beep them, page them. You pull out your sidekick, T-Mobile sidekick, you do that. You two-way them, you chirp them, you do whatever you gotta do, smoke signal. But you must find out what the them is for you, and then you have to do the rest of this sentence, which is what's important to them in their personal life and professional life. I'll give you a fantastic example, and then I'll throw it back to you, Deanna. For anyone like Antonio Smith, and there's a few of me on this phone call, nothing pleases me more than having a strong personal brand that I can leverage and monetize inside of my own community to have my own economy. I can't think of anything else that would please me more besides eating a ton of Reese's peanut butter cups and never gaining weight. Other than that, to have my own economy through a strong personal brand, to have 10,000 screaming fans trying to get my autograph, that would drive me. And there are a few other me's on this phone call right now. Someone, let's just roll up, Deanna, let's do it with you, so I can throw it back to you. How would you find out, actually, I want you to make some serious current assumptions about what I'm thinking and who I'm following, and then how are you going to verify those assumptions as well? Do you get what I'm asking?
I believe I do.
All right. You know, I want to be rich. Now I'm repeating it for everybody else. I want to be rich, famous, have my own economy, build my own brand, and have people in my community learn from me, whatever, leverage that, and then make them wealthy, et cetera, and have admiration and accolades around the world. So what am I automatically consuming? What assumptions can you automatically make about me? And by paying attention to my behavior and other people like me, what other ways can you, you know, what other evidence can you do as well? So what assumptions can you make, and then what facts can you also tell? Go ahead.
The first thing I can do is assume that you are following people that are doing the very same thing that you want to do and you desire to do. So you can, as kind of a blueprint of what to do. Like you always teach us more is caught than taught. So if I'm watching what you're doing, I'm also seeing what you're not doing. So you're watching the people that you want to, that you are aspiring to reach. You want your brand to be worldwide. You want to teach people within your brand. So you're looking at people like Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, E.T., community. Did I say no, Gary Vee?
Yeah, you did. Okay. No, that's all fantastic. You're making proper assumptions. I'm following people who are exactly what I described, but also giving away knowledge so I can be like them. That's fair?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Without monitoring my behavior, just making assumptions, and everybody, this is like them. We've identified the two them right now. That's me. And what we're identifying is, if you want to target people who want strong personal brands, Antonio's the two them, and anyone on this call that can relate to me. And now that I know Antonio's to them, I'm going to make assumptions about Antonio's attention, where his attention's going to other two thems, which is Tony Robbins, Gary Vee, Eric Thomas, you know, Les Brown, et cetera, right? Now, Deanna, how can you leverage those assumptions? And here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying these assumptions are right, or excuse me, let me use a different word. I'm not saying these assumptions are correct at the moment. Right now, they're fair assumptions. We're going to use the second part to see if we need to keep these assumptions. But, Deanna, how can you leverage your current assumptions about me towards your scorecard and your content and how you market yourself and what lead magnets you put out there?
So for you, if I'm assuming correctly that you are following the people that I mentioned, that means you're also a high performer. So anything that I put out, I'm going to market it to you in a way that lets you know you can maximize what you're doing and increase what you're currently doing because you're a high performer. So if you know that you can maximize what you're currently doing, then you're going to be on top of that. Also,
facts. Give me examples. Let's go deeper and give me examples so people can get it.
Okay. So if you are a high performer and I tell you, hey, try this out for 30 days and increase whatever you're doing by 20%, you would be the one to do it because you're going to try it out for 30 days and you're going to actually put into action that exact thing within those 30 days. Because you're a high performer, you're like, okay, well, if this works for me in 30 days and I actually increase by 20% in 30 days, I'm going to go ahead and purchase this product. Because if I can do this in 30 days, what else can I do?
Well, that's a very good example. Let me tell you why it's probably the best example you could have thought of. Now, you're using the word if, but if doesn't really apply to me. I'm not necessarily concerned if this information works for me. Someone like me is on a constant hunt for information that will work for me. I only buy a book to find the million-dollar idea. I don't care about enjoying the book. I care about consuming the content so I can get my million-dollar idea off that book. I only care for content. So if you do what you said, which is the very best example you can do, I'm not wondering if. I am coming for this content to find my million-dollar idea. And the more you keep giving me something that's my million-dollar idea, teaching me something I did not know, is the more I'm going to keep following you. Am I making some sense here?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not saying that's everybody, although that really does apply to most people. We're talking about me right now and all the millions of me's that would be your customer. Now, Deanna, quite frankly, I am a customer, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, you are.
So how would you market scorecard, all that stuff you're talking about? How would you find – okay, so let's shift it now. So that's the assumption. Now that you've made the assumptions, you've thrown out some lead magnets.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a step in between the assumptions. How are you going to strike conversations with me?
Okay, so I'm going to stalk you a little bit. I'm going to follow the things that you follow. If I see you comment on something, I'm not going to like go right under your comment and say, oh, yeah, I agree. But I'm going to pay attention to what you commented on.
I would do exactly that. I would go right under my comment.
Okay, gotcha.
And agree. I would let you know that I'm giving you value. Somebody, not Deanna, tell me why Deanna should go under my comment and agree with me.
It shows that she's paying attention to you. And I don't want to say it's good for your ego, but it is.
It is.
But
that's the right answer. That's the right answer. I'm a freaking egotistical maniac. Remember, anybody that wants a strong personal brand, no matter how safe or humble all of you are, you learned to be that way. You can't forget it is still admiration that we seek. Now, it may be admiration in the afterlife or admiration in legacy, but either way, when we die, we want people to say, man, that Grace sure was powerful. So of course you should get under my comments and say, well, that was a great video, Antonio. Because guess who I'm going to pay attention to if she do it two or three more times? Y'all get the point?
Yep.
Got it.
You should absolutely pander. That's called, what you're basically doing is reverse engineering my attention, okay? And I can't stress this enough, and you don't need to be prideful here. The whole point is to strike a conversation. What is the best way to strike a conversation with someone trying to be famous? Yeah, strike a conversation, right? Strike a conversation, and absolutely tell me how freaking great I am. Now, you got to do it genuinely, but you get the point. All right, good. So you go ahead and finish. I cut you off, but you're going to go in there. You're going to go in my content. You're going to say, wow, that was a fantastic. You have fantastic thoughts on Gary Vee's content. You must be someone that does this yourself. And then what are you going to do next, Seattle?
I'm going to follow what you're following. So when you post something, I'm going to follow what you're following. So when you post something, I can actually add value to what you're posting, because it'll be authentic, because you can tell that I've actually read whatever the content is, and I'm just saying, oh yeah, that's great, I agree with you. I want it to be authentic. And then I'm going to go in your inbox and say, hey, I just wanted to introduce myself and say, you know, I really enjoyed that post that you posted about this. I've been reading up on it myself, and I completely agree with your stance on it, because, and share my points as well, but I won't be able to do that if I'm not following what you're following.
All right, so I like that approach. Yes, now we're back to that 3-3 technique, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go in my inbox, but this time I'm going to enhance that. You're going to go in my inbox and say, wow, I really like what you just said there. I love that. But do you have any more content that I can consume? Did someone see what I just did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anyone on this training call right now that doesn't want to share their content? Like, even if you're not actively producing content right now, is there anyone that doesn't want to share your knowledge? And of course the answer is no, because you're in business, and of course you want to share your knowledge. Now, she didn't come off at me trying to sell. She did. Deanna, do me a favor and read that statement for me that I had you read, that has the two of them in there. And everybody, I want you to pay attention now. I want you to hear the conversation we're currently having and see how we just answered the best part of the question of the personal and professional lives and what's important. Go ahead and read that, Deanna.
What is important to them in their personal and professional lives?
Now, if I share more content with you, Deanna, because you asked, do mm-hmm. you think I'm going to share something that I don't think is important that people should know?
Oh, no, you are going to share that.
And will it be professional?
Yes.
And did you see how I just answered the question? And then you can also get my personality by consuming my blog, vlog, audio, podcast, or whatever, right?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly how you identify and answer that question. It is exactly why I told Deanna, wait a minute, you did too good. We can't run past that. Now, I'm going to say this here, and Deanna, I want you to piggyback off what I'm getting ready to say, because I don't want to make an assumption that no one's doing this, but I am going to make an assumption that you are not doing this enough. That I am going to say. I literally, go look on my Facebook page, doesn't matter. I literally spend hours commenting back to people.
Mm.
I do. It is a total waste of time, as far as anyone making sense would say. It is. I literally respond to every person that sends me a message on my fan phone. Absolutely waste of time. But you know what happens? I get a deeper connection with every single person that follows me, or I turn people on to me when they were first thrown off by my strong personality.
I'm sorry, Antonio, I don't mean it.
No, go ahead.
Please forgive me for interrupting you, but I have a real life example of just that.
Go ahead.
There's a lady that you asked me to speak to. I'm looking for her now. It wasn't Miss Dana. Who was it? There was a lady that you asked me to speak with. She had questions about something. You asked me to speak to her. And when I called her, she was like, I just can't believe he actually responded to my text message. He
oh, wow.
said, text me. You know what? I think it was Miss Beatrice. Thank you, Grace.
Oh, yeah. I was texting her at 7 o'clock this morning.
Yes, it was Miss Beatrice.
No, seriously. I was texting her before I had my coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So that very thing right there is the reason why she even took the next step because she said, okay, well, he said text, then I'm a text. And when I was talking to her, she was like, most people don't do that. Most people say, this is what I'm going to do, and then they don't do it. So what you just said, you responding to every single text message, she was drawn in for that very reason.
Well, you know what? Let me add more value to that, because I'm still a salesman no matter what, right? It's just in me, even when I'm being genuine. I turned her on to Phil and Susan. I'll tell you how I did it. She's asking me questions, and she's asking me questions about the Bureau of Dominant Speakers, and she's asking about how can she craft a story. I knocked out two birds in one stone. So we're going back, and we're asking, and I'm answering her question. And then she said, well, can you point me to anyone? I said, well, we do that. She says, well, great. Anybody you got specifically in mind? I said, you know what you should do? You should go talk to Phil and Susan. Now, I literally, this is 7:15 in the morning, Texas time. I literally pointed her to Phil and Susan. Now, why would you do that, Antonio? Because Phil and Susan have humor consultants. They're building, well, they already have a brand. They're building their brand even more. And abundance is meant to be shared. I literally sent her to Phil and Susan, and then I put a comment in it, and I told her, and since you want to craft your story, I'll tell you what we do. And I literally said this. I'll make sure moving forward there are, I use the word, not synopsis, I use a fancy word, but basically there are modules in the Bureau of Dominant Speakers that will have that moving forward. So go talk to Phil and Susan, and I'll adjust the system to make sure we automate that as well. I did all that through text message, ladies and gentlemen.
That's good to know. She already messaged us, and we're sending the call. Now, is she in the Bureau or not?
I think she joined yesterday, I think, or something. Did she?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. She's in the Bureau. She's one of the new members. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Sound like it by what he was saying, so I wasn't sure.
There you go. Yeah, because what we did was everyone who joined gave him a fan phone, and she literally reached out. And you see that? No, I didn't know she text messaged Phil and Susan, but I sure enough sent her that way. Because the goal is, I want to say group economics, we're talking stronger than that. Phil and Susan is going to continue to build a brand so great that people are going to fall in love with Phil and Susan, and then they're going to get private coaching packages, all sorts of stuff. There's an opportunity for Phil and Susan, or I should say humor consultants, to do work with her or someone like her in the future, in the very near future. All we need to do on the Bureau of Dominant Speaker side is just craft that, I mean, automate that on the left side. But if you're talking about, because she sounds like she wants some individualization of coaching, I said, go to Phil and Susan. Does anyone see what I'm doing there?
Mm-hmm.
That is what, read that doggone sentence again, Diana.
What is important to them in their personal and professional lives? And also, John Lewinsky has his hand up.
That lady was screaming, please let me tell you what's important to me in my personal and professional life. Y'all get it?
Mm-hmm.
That's Amazon's approach. Please tell me what you need so we can fulfill it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this and then you can get John Nowinski. Just get into the habit of telling your customers yes. I see far too many people telling their customers no, and it is insane. I do. I'm saying yes 100% of the time, and I'm figuring out how to get it done. Go ahead, John, and then back to you, Dale.
Yeah, and that's basically what I do as well. I try to get to know what you need and then move from that. And even if it's something I can't do, I've tried to build up such a large network that I can go, you know, I know somebody. Why don't we reach out to them together and see what they can do for you? And, you know, I'm a big believer in teams are the way to go.
No doubt. You'll make more money that way, too. I mean, you actually look better. You look bigger. You look like you're not working by yourself, right? You look like you're so important that you have people who can't wait to work with you than trying to keep everything in, right? It just makes some sense. All right, Deanna, why don't you do your genius thing and add value on all we're talking about here. And then actually do two things for me. Say whatever you want to say here, and then I want you to give some real live personal examples of what you see me do that no one else gets to see.
Okay. When you pay attention to what's important to someone else in their personal and professional life, you let them know that you're actually paying attention to them. You're actually focused on them. And when you market to them, it shows that you actually paid attention to their needs. In today's world, that's all people want. They don't want you to sell them something they don't want. They don't want you to talk to them as though they're just another number. They want you to actually come at them as though they are who they are, a person that has a need that needs to be met, and you fill that need. I've seen Antonio, we all see him give away information on a consistent basis, but I've actually seen him pause, and you hear us say this all the time, but we see him take time out of whatever he's doing just to talk to someone, just to add value to them. If we bring something to him, he'll do that. But I've also seen him in the middle of a day have someone, like he'll be sitting there with his fan phone just going back and forth. And I'm like, who has his attention that much? Because he normally, he does not keep his phone in his hand. And the next thing I know, I'm getting a screenshot. Hey, I need you to help this person out and do this and do that. He's literally sitting there having conversations with fans, people who are just now texting him for the first time, people like Miss Beatrice. He's literally sitting there having conversations with people on the phone. So where someone may think he's too busy for just to send a simple text message, or all of his messages are automated in some shape, form, or fashion, when in all actuality, he's literally sitting there going back and forth, texting back and forth. And that's the one thing I've been around people before and I've never seen them do that. I've never seen them take the time out to have a conversation with someone. And the ones that I have seen do it are the ones that we look up to, the ones that we admire, the ones that we try to shape and focus our businesses off of, but we always miss that one thing of, don't forget how you got to where you are. Your consumers are important because they're the ones that make you. Yes, your product is great, but without a consumer, you have no product. That's the one thing I've seen Antonio do that I really have not seen anybody else do.
Well, imagine if, now I'm going to name some names, y'all. Now, I'm not saying these people are doing anything wrong, but I'm gonna say, imagine if blank had blank, and watch how it immediately enhances your opinion of them and their brand just by this one statement. Okay, so I don't want you to think in the lack. I want you to think of in the positive, because I don't mean to say anything bad about anybody. And I'm not going to say anything bad, but you know, you never know who's listening or will listen in the future. Imagine if Tony Robbins had a fan phone. If Les Brown had a fan phone. Just imagine. Imagine. I mean, now, obviously, they can't get in contact with everybody. But imagine the people they do get in contact with and how deeper of a relationship they would have and what they would feel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? Just imagine. Just imagine if Tom Brady was texting fans. You know how much extra merchandise you can sell if you're doing that without even selling? It's the end user. It is not your agenda. It is the end user that's important. If you look at my recent post here, I'm not even funneling people like I used to. I'm just putting out content. I'm just putting it out. And the more I put it out without a link, is the more they... It's the truth. The more I put it out without intentionally letting you know I'm funneling you, is the more they're actually saying, please, funnel me. They're closing themselves. Anyway, Deanna, you can do the second one now, but that was one.
The second one is, how do they consume information?
Now, this is, everybody, if I could just get you to get that, or if Deanna could just get you to get, that the market should be your mentor. Not me. I'm a voice guiding you to the market, right? I'm guiding you back. But your market should be your mentor. Like, literally, your market is telling you what to do. Now, this is kind of bifurcated here. You need to know what they're doing now, and you need to know what they're going to do in the future. And it's easy if you're just paying attention. You need to read people equally as much as you read books. Let me see if I can. Let's do it. Deanna, how many people are on this call at the moment, including all of us?
12.
Okay. 12 intimate people. It's very hard to have access to this live call for 12 people. Now, that puts us at a good fraction. Grace, get ready to do some. Get ready to do some mathematics here, okay? You ready, Grace?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to need everyone to participate. You can do that through your emoji hands or through, right? Unmute your mic. I'm going to ask you a series of questions very briefly. Who among you, whether now, this morning, in the last 12 hours, you listened to someone motivating or teaching you something, even if it was a video? You heard it coming through their mouth through some technology to your ears. Who among you did that, even if you had the video playing, but you wouldn't pay attention to the video, you had other stuff up on the background, and you were listening?
I do that every morning. I need that.
My man said every morning.
Yeah,
boom.
Me too.
This is Pam Norris. Yep, me too.
Okay.
And then okay. Phil, Susan, and Michelle G have their hands up.
Okay, I got my hand up. What number are we at? That sounds like 9 out of 12 so far.
Yeah. Every morning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think it was 7, B, out of 12.
8.
Could you say that again while we're responding
sure.
to?
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem at all. I was asking who among you listened to someone teaching you something this morning. Could have been motivation in the last 12 hours. Could have been motivation. Could have been domination. Could have been cognitive behavior therapy. Even if it was a video, okay, and you were supposed to be watching, but you multitasked and you put something else in the foreground. You had the video playing in the background. You washed the dishes. You did some sort of paperwork, whatever that is. Who among you, the question is, who among you actually listened to somebody giving you information that made that enhanced the quality of your life or whatever that may be?
Oh, you can add me to that list as an affirmative times 3.
That's what I'm talking about. That's nine right there, right, Grace?
If you count you, it's 10.
10, good. Now, did the other two, well, let's just assume the other two did answer, but they answered in a negative. You were going to say something.
I'm sorry, it's 11.
11 out of 12. So we're gonna take the person may not have answered because they, you know, they're busy, and that's okay. But mm-hmm. I don't even want to give the poll that kind of, you know, credit. It's 11 out of 12. We want to say the 12th one was in a negative, even if it's not. What percentage is 11 out of 12, Grace, even though I already did it in my head?
92%.
I need, now watch this here. 92% of you have listened audibly to something. Now, same question. How many of you did that 8 years ago?
Nope. PJ did.
Sure you did.
Deanna did.
Yeah, because some of you would have did library on reels. Remember the whole CDs and the cards, stuff like that, right?
Yes.
But here's the deal.
All that.
yeah, definitely. Here's the deal. You're doing it 100% of your day now, almost. And 8 years ago, you wasn't. That tells you automatically stuff is changing. So if you don't have a podcast, you now know that you are your own market and you need one. Why? I'm not sure if it's because we're busy or maybe technology, and I'm very famous for saying you can't multitask, but technology seems to make it real easy for us to multitask. Either way. Yes, ma'am.
Can I give an opinion? I think part of it is we've learned that the audio gets downloaded into our subconscious anyway, even if we're multitasking. Multitasking supposedly doesn't work, and I'm finding I agree that it really doesn't. But if you're listening, it's still going into, it's downloading into our subconscious. It's going into part of our audio suggestion. So we're getting benefit from it, even if we're not actively listening at the time, that it's going to return to us. Or something's going to be said that catches our attention so profoundly, we'll divert our attention back to it when it's something that signals us we really need to hear that.
I completely agree. I completely agree. And I can hear even inside of what you're saying. You made me realize some, as you were saying. I think we all just understand that we're actively doing the very best we can to take our consciousness to the highest level possible. I think everyone that answered that poll is attempting to do that. And years ago, we were doing it, but we weren't doing it as, we didn't have the technology, or we weren't as busy enough to do it as much as we're doing it now. That is, Deanna, read that second part again, the second question, because we're now at, hold on real quick, I'm going to put wrinkles in people's brain. In the same manner in which we answered the first question, by the to them, and be to them focused, and listen to them, and find your to thems, and then develop a product for to them, is the same way we're now answering the second part. Deanna, go ahead and answer, then repeat it, and I'll break it down.
How do they consume information?
Now that you know who the to them is, now you need to know how they consume information so they can consume your information. And you want to know what's happening now and what's going to happen in the future. It is safe to say that while all of us are listening to things more, even though we got all these high definitions, that doesn't mean video's in decline, because it's not. It's totally in increase.
What it means is audio is rapidly growing. It's super in increase. Audio is crazy important now. You know, we're busy and we're a lot of stuff. Whatever we are, it's fantastic for us. At least it's fantastic for the audio industry. And how your customer is consuming content, because in the consumption of that content is the opportunity for your income. That sounded good. That came out by accident. Right? The consumption of that content is the opportunity for your income. It's brilliant. This is Deanna, you're doing a brilliant job. We're just breaking down. Now, Deanna, put your genius back on that. Tell them how you are forcing me to adjust and give them all the ways that you can think of to how my customers are consuming content.
Okay, so this I'll give a perfect story. This morning, you were creating your TikTok video. And because because I'm more addicted to TikTok than I am to any other social media platform, on one portion of his video, I told him put a filter on it, put the little chipmunk on there. So have you posted it yet?
I did post it.
Okay.
And we didn't put the chipmunk voice in there because we couldn't figure out how. And Antonio being Antonio just ran it, and I'll put it on the next one, right? I'm not going to wait for perfection.
Okay. So how his video went was start your day off great. Do something great today. Yeah. Do you like start your day off great? He said, do something great today. And I was like, well, if you take that stuff and do something great today and make it the little chipmunk voice, it'll add something different to it, because being on TikTok, that's the stuff that attracts me. I'm actually one of Antonio's consumers. So I'm like, if he does that, it'll catch him off guard, which will surprise him, which will make them want to look at more of his content, because you have this big burly dude saying, do something great today. And then all of a sudden at the very end, it's this little chipmunk voice. And I literally heard it. So doing something completely out of what he does, because his consumers are out of the box thinkers. So why not make your content out of the box?
Nah, absolutely. So here's some secrets before I have to disconnect and get to my meeting. I'm meeting I think he's a 3-time Grammy Award winner. He's out of two. I know he's two. I think he won a third one, but anyway, doesn't matter. I'm getting ready to meet a Grammy Award winning friend of mine. But there's two things here. So me and Deanna are working on my TikTok early in the morning. Also, if you go to your app store, and I know for sure it says it in Apple's, TikTok is the number one entertainment app in. So if you're not on TikTok, and it's now the number one downloaded app in the store, then you're missing your opportunity to be first on the new hottest platform. I sure hope I just convinced somebody to always be paying attention. And if you're ever wondering what the masses are thinking, here's a free tip for you. Log into your Google Play or your Apple store and go to the top downloaded apps. Go to top free. Well, I think that's like everything in Google Play. And then go to top paid if you're in Apple. And guess what? You're going to see how people are consuming information. Y'all, it is a reason why I keep telling you, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. Because I'm not reading books. I'm reading people.
Antonio.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there a on the TikTok platform, is there a mature section to TikTok, or is this geared?
Not at all. Not at all.
I was wondering if it was me. I couldn't find it. I keep trying to get there because of what you're teaching, and every time I try, I'm like, "What is this silly foolishness?" So it's geared
it's toward all foolishness.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I just want to make sure I was interpreting it correctly.
So, but let me tell you how to interpret the foolishness. Okay. It's garnering so much attention, you need to be on it, because the customers that you're going for are either on TikTok being foolish, or the foolish people are driving how your serious customers are going to behave in the market. Did y'all see what I just did there? Her customers are going to be affected by TikTok regardless of how serious they are.
So
what's happening? Go ahead.
So if I don't have a silly nature, I don't have that fun play around kind of nature, and I want to put something on there, but it's serious.
There you go. There you go.
You're saying that's still okay, not because
absolutely.
It's like the whole platform is looking for a certain type of poster, and I fit that, so I haven't posted anything.
No, you did fantastic. You're asking the right absolute thing. Here's what you do: you go on TikTok, go in the search bar, and you type in hashtag business or hashtag motivation, or just type in motivation. And what's going to happen for you is you're going to see all the serious videos. Hold on real quick. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate you. You're going to see all the serious videos, right? And when you see all the serious videos, what's going to happen for you is I want you to study them for about 12 hours. Okay? How do I have a reservation for Antonio? I want you to study them for about 12 hours. And what's going to happen is a reservation for Antonio for two.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, that'll work. I appreciate you. And what you're going to do is you're going to consume that content. And when you consume that content, find out what's working for them. And then you do the same thing, because there is serious content on TikTok. And you get to be one of the first people to do it. Fair enough?
Thank you. I will check that out. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, sir.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, Deanna, I put myself on mute. Go ahead.
Okay. So when it comes to another way you can do it, when it comes to finding out how do they consume their information, another thing you can do is once you create your buyer persona, once you create your Mike and Julie, find out, like we were just saying, who does Antonio follow? Who does Mike and Julie follow? And once you figure out who they follow, find out how that person distributes their information. So if you're a follower of Antonio, you know his major platforms are Facebook and LinkedIn. But he's also on
podcast. Don't forget podcast.
Yes, thank you.
That's my number one major.
That is your number one. My apologies. That is your number one. Podcasts, blogs, find out how that can find if they're following this person. If you've already created your persona, your buyer persona, and you've assumed, okay, this is who they're following. This is how that person distributes their information. So they're going to consume their information in that way if they're following this person. So now you know that when you distribute your information, you're going to distribute it to LinkedIn, and you're going to form the message specifically shaped for LinkedIn. You're going to distribute it on your podcast. You're going to distribute it on your social media platforms. You're going to distribute it in your blog. And because you already know what their problems, pains, and challenges are, you know what's important to them in their personal and professional lives, you also know, at this point, you also know who they are, what they're trying to do. Now you have a better way to humanize your marketing when you market to them. So that also helps you in figuring out how they consume their information. And then another way you can figure it out is learn the four personality types. You are a personality type, so how would you consume information? You had then get three other friends who are like your buyer personas, and ask them, hey, how do you get your information? So now you have the different four personality types of how they consume information. So you have your how you consume information, how your friend with the personality type of a monkey, like you're the lion, you know how you consume your information. Now you have how the personality type of a monkey consumes their information. You have the personality type of an owl, how they consume their information, and the personality type of a koala and how they consume their information. So now you have all four personality types, which also helps you. And then so when you're doing your buyer persona and you're doing your marketing, now you can strategically shape your marketing to them as well. So do we have any additional questions on that part? All right, so the next question, which is one of the greatest questions, which will also help you when it comes to your marketing, are they active in social media? Your buyer personas, are they active in social media? Because if they're not active in social media, now you have to create a marketing strategy that's outside of social media. What's outside of social media? Podcasts, blogs. LinkedIn is social media, but it's a business. It's more business than anything. But, podcasts.
Well, that's changing.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that's why I was kind of like, well, but you have your email database. You have your blog. You have your podcast. You have things like your LINE app. Do people like group messaging? Messenger, Antonio, can you remind me? Messenger is actually its own app. But
it's a platform. It's a social media platform.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted
Messenger
to make sure.
Is a social media. They did that on purpose. You can't even, if you go on your laptop or your desktop, you don't even use Facebook inbox anymore. It actually becomes Messenger all over again. It literally is its own social media. They did that on purpose because Facebook, this is Facebook paying attention. The largest emerging markets in the world are in Asia Pacific. Facebook understood that international calls are being made. People want to make them on Wi-Fi for free. People have low data packages, and the best way to communicate with the West or with one another without having to have a phone bill. And if you're in poverty and you're on Wi-Fi and you have a phone, you can simply use Messenger or WhatsApp. That's why Facebook bought WhatsApp for $17 billion, which is one of the largest tech transactions ever. And it's also why they invented Messenger, right? Like Facebook is literally owning, they're intentionally owning communication platforms for emerging markets. And all y'all pay attention in the next 20 years. Now, you got to keep in mind, this is stuff Antonio does. This is why my India market is so big, but I'll give you the information now. If I was sitting in front of my desk right now, there is an article on my laptop right now that's telling me in the next 80% of India will be middle class. Right now, India is driven by the lower class. And in a generation, according to by 2040, 2050, according to economics, India is going to be driven and mostly middle class. And if you can't figure out what I'm saying, I'll give it to you plainly. What do middle class people do? Spend money. India, with all the people, booming economy, booming, thriving market, thriving internet population that's growing, they are literally the place to go. India, Brazil, Bangladesh, China. These are places you should have your eyes on in anything Asia Pacific if you're trying to be global. Now, if you're not trying to be global, that information doesn't apply to you, but the knowledge of being able to look that far forward is why you're in this university. Okay? So that's why Messenger is a standalone social media app, because Facebook is saying we want everybody's money. Is that helpful, Deanna?
Yes, thank you very much. All right. So are they even on a social media platform? That is, are they active? That's important as well, because now you're going to have to create, when you're doing your strategic marketing plan, you're going to have to consider the fact that not everybody is on social media. Not everybody's on a social media network or platform. So you're going to have to incorporate a marketing plan that does not include social media. So you have your blog, your podcast, your email database, podcast interviews, because that's another way that you can market. The next question is, have they previously interacted with your company? Because if they have previously interacted with your company, now you can take those who have previously interacted with you, find all of the similarities about them, their personality types, what they purchased, when you reached out to them or when they commented on something, why they purchased, what were they looking to learn? And that also helps you in building your your strategic marketing plan, because now you have those that you've interacted with as far as their buyer persona. So you have an idea of who your buyers are per se. You're able to kind of see what and follow the ones that have purchased from you. If you're following them, you already have an idea of what they consume, how they consume it. If they're active on social media, you have an idea. And if you're following them, you have an idea of what their personal or professional lives are. If you have had a conversation with them, you know what their problems, pains, and challenges are. So that will also help you with your buyer persona checklist. Your next question is, who or what influences their Who or what influences their decisions? And that will actually probably tie into what their problems, pains, and challenges are, and what's important to them in their personal and professional lives.
Let me jump in right here before I have to hang up.
Yes, sir.
So when it comes to who or what influences their decisions, I want to teach you all a secret that I do and people like me do, because you're right, the spirit of giving away everything is, if you know Antonio is following Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, etc., then now in a perfect world, you want Gary Vee, Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone to give your page a shout out or to endorse you. That way you can get all the Antonios. Now that's probably, it can happen. I don't want to limit you, but it's not happening something right now. But you don't need to do that. Here's the secret. There are different levels of influencers. Okay? I'm an influencer. I'm not a major super influencer, but I'm certainly not a small influencer. I'm somewhere in the middle, emerging to be one of the top. What you can do is you can get to the middle influencer, establish a relationship with the middle influencer, but the middle influencer, hopefully you want them following or have a relationship with the big influencer. So I'm gonna try to rewind that. If you can't get to Tony Robbins, who are the few people Tony Robbins are getting with? There's a guy that I got set to see first. I'm going to forget his name right now. He's a good-looking black guy that's always on stage with Tony Robbins. I have to look at my timeline. But his audience isn't Tony Robbins' size. He's an influencer with the same reach as me, but he's one of the middle influencers that Tony Robbins consistently has on stage, okay? So what you do is you get Tony Robbins, you get that guy talking about PJ Pamela Joy, and now by association, anyone looking up to Tony Robbins now automatically looks up to PJ Pamela Joy. I'll give you another example. There's another good friend of mine, so Les Brown. There's a good friend of mine. I really like the guy. I think he's a hard charger. He would totally, he's just worth every bit of everything. His name is Kareem Ellis. And some of you know Kareem Ellis. Kareem Ellis is a middle-level influencer like myself, not a small influencer, middle-level influencer like myself, Les Brown, top influencer, but Kareem Ellis is always with Les Brown. You get Kareem to start paying attention to you and have a relationship with him, then when he says something about you, all the people who like Les Brown and follow Kareem automatically start paying attention to you and start following you. That is how you use who they are paying attention to. That's a secret that most people don't know, but I just gave it away to you. So, Deanna, before you move on, see if someone just learned something from that or have something to ask or give value to that, because that is one of the holy grails of growing social media or getting customers to buy from you. And it's the first time we've ever talked about it.
Okay. Well, actually, John Nowinski has his hand up. So, John, if you want to go ahead and go.
I just wanted to follow up on that about reaching out to someone that's in, like, Les Brown's inner circle, like Kareem. Actually, there's two other guys that are in the same circle, and I saw just the other day they're doing the same thing. They're about to have a conference where they're going to teach about speaking and going from there. So I actually reached out to one of them saying, hey, you know, I saw your, when you spoke at the Les Brown thing, that was awesome. Here's the video I did. I don't know if you saw me up on stage, but here's the video of me. And I'm interested in what you're doing with the speaking. This is what I'm doing to help out new speakers. So I gave them all my websites and we're actually in conversation. And I may be able to also provide the attendees of their conference, you know, website for their new speakers.
Hello? Oh, okay. I heard it sounded like somebody logged off and then you stopped talking at the same time. So I was like, oh, wait, did he just, okay. Awesome. All right, so does anyone else have any? Okay, go ahead, Ms. Pam.
No, I was just saying, John, that was really helpful to hear. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, John. Thank you very much. Does anyone else have any questions or comments that they would like to share? Any other helpful tips. John always has helpful tips for us. So thank you so much, John. Anyone else? All right. So the next thing would be what sorts of images and information appeal to them? So when you're creating your Mike and Julie, what sorts of images and information appeal to them? And in answering all of these questions, you would now know what appeals to them. If you know what their problems, pains, and challenges are, if you know what their personal and professional lives are, how they consume their information will also help you determine what sorts of images or information appeals to them. Because if they consume blogs, then you know they like to read, they like long form formatted information. If they're very active on TikTok, like Antonio was telling earlier, give the information Antonio was giving PJ earlier, go that route and, you know, do it that way and maneuver them somewhere else. If they like Facebook, or if you notice on Facebook that they show more attention towards your graphics than your links, or if they show more attention towards your written post than your video post, then you're learning what source of images or information appeal to them. Maybe videos appeal to them more than text. Maybe graphics appeal to them more than just having a link, you know, so you'll understand that. And then the last one is, do they have the desire and authority to take action? Someone can always say, oh yeah, that's some great information, but do they have the desire to act on it? They can always say, yes, I want to do this, but do they have the authority to take action? Are they the ones that hold the credit card? Are they the ones that have access to the bank account? Do they even want to do it, or is it just something that at the time, it's, you know how people get that, oh, this sounds like fun, or oh, this may be exciting. Are they in that stage, or is this something that's burning deep within their gut that they have to do it? If they don't do it, life is not going to be the same. And then there's some additional research avenues you can take. And again, what I'll do is I'll send the questionnaire over to everyone so you'll have it, as well as send over the scorecard. I'll email everyone who requested it. So Ms. Susan, Ms. Pam, Ms. PJ, we'll get that over to you in your inbox, as well as the buyer persona checklist. If anyone else would like those, please either message me or text me with your email address, and I'm sure I have everyone's, but just in case, email or text me the email address you would like for it to go to, and I'll send you the example scorecard as well as the persona questions. So when you're building your audience persona, then you know what questions to ask while you're building those personas. So does anybody have any additional questions, comments at this time? All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, if not, we are going to go ahead and end our marketing training for today. If you have any additional questions after this, please feel free to email me, text me, or call me. Well, everyone, have an amazing day today. Thank you for joining us today.
Great class. Thank you so much. This was very helpful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you as well.
Awesome.
Thank you. Love you more, Phil. All right, everyone. Have a great one.
Are you ready to radically enhance your financial future? Join us at ATS University for the Buying Fourplexes from Zero to Hero course. This exclusive training is your guide to achieving a net worth of $10 million and generating $500,000 in monthly rental income. Starting October 16th and running until March 26th, 2025, over 18 weeks, you'll dive deep into the lucrative world of fourplex investments. With our expert-led curriculum, you'll learn everything from identifying the right properties to mastering financial strategies and navigating legal landscapes. What sets this course apart? You'll receive lifetime access to all course materials, including essential documents and contracts for buying and selling real estate, ensuring you have the tools to succeed indefinitely. Plus, enjoy the flexibility of accessing course replays at any time, fitting your learning into your busy schedule. spaces are limited to only 40 students to maintain an intimate and impactful learning experience. Don't miss out on this opportunity to transform your financial destiny. Enroll now by visiting learn.antoniotsmithjr.com. Secure your spot and start your journey to significant wealth with Buying Fourplexes from Zero to Hero at learn.antoniotsmithjr.com. Transform your future today.